Unit 14, Track 3. Hello, how can I help you?
Thank you very much. Can I have a pen, a book, and a piece of paper, please?
You cannot have a book or a pen from a library, but you can have a piece of paper. You have to return the book and the pen, but you don't have to return the paper.
But I'm going to return the book and the pen to you when I finish with them.
I see now. If you're going to return them, we can't say, can I have a book and a pen?
I know little English, so I have difficulty sometimes.
To have and to borrow have different meanings. So, you should say, can I borrow a book and a pen? And, can I have a piece of paper? We say, could I borrow a book and a pen to be politer?
I didn't know that. Thank you very much. I'm learning little by little.
It's the same when you need to use somebody's belongings, such as their pens or mobile phones.
How can I ask to be able to use something and give it back, then?
You should say, could I borrow a pen, please, instead of, could I have a pen? You can say, can I have a pen, please, at a market or a stationery shop?
I see.
When you say, could I have a pen, that means you are not going to return it. It means that you are going to keep it.
That's much clearer now. When I say, could I borrow a pen, that means I'm going to return it after using it.
That's right.
Could I have a piece of paper, please?
Sure, here it is.
Thank you very much. Could I borrow a book and a pen, please?
Have you registered with us?
No, I haven't. Do I have to?
Yes, you do.
How can I register with the library?
You'll have to bring two types of ID first.
Is my passport okay?
They should show your address, so probably a bank statement or a utility bill will be fine. And the other one should show your signature. Probably your passport or driving license will be fine.
All right, I'll be back in 10 minutes.